The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for August 21st of 2026. Here's a brief portion of a campaign ad by MAGA Michigan Republican Congressman Tom Barrett of the 7th Congressional District.
Michigan water, Michigan land, and Michigan's future belong to Michiganders. So while politicians are cozying up with big tech billionaires to force data centers on our communities, I stood up to my own party and voted against giving your tax dollars to data centers. And now I'm taking action to keep AI in check with transparency to protect our kids. I'm Tom Barrett, and I believe you should decide on data centers, not Washington.
Oh, so Tom Barrett's bucking his party, say, and also the big tech bro billionaires by claiming he's against AI data centers. Hey, if you didn't know Tom Barrett, I guess you'd say to yourself, well, hey, at least there's one MAGA Republican who gets how much the working class is feeling pushed around by the big tech bro authoritarians. I mean, as you heard Tom Barrett say in that ad, he voted against giving your tax dollars to data centers. I guess that means Tom Barrett's on your side, on our side. Except, has Tom Barrett really stood up to the big tech bro billionaires and their corporate authoritarianism? Has he? Has he really? Well, according to our good friend and journalist from The American Prospect, David Dayan, no. No, he has not. In that ad, as David points out correctly, the bill that Tom Barrett's talking about, and which is cited in the ad, goes back to 2015, and it pertained to one AI data center that was slated to be built around the Grand Rapids area. And if you recall, around that time, some 11 years ago, artificial intelligence was just breaking into the mainstream, but really no one knew all that much about it. However, as we learned more and more about the ramifications of unregulated artificial intelligence, Tom Barrett chose to stand with the big tech bros. Wait, you thought he'd stand up for working class Michiganders? Come on, you know better. As David Dayan also notes, thanks to another fantastic American Prospect story, Tom Barrett joined the Trump regime and the MAGA Republicans' congressional majority's push to pass massive tax breaks for the big tech bros via the regime's big beautiful bill, or as I call it on here, the MAGA murder budget. Now, the MAGA murder budget passed a slew of tax changes, write-offs, and tax credits to help corporations avoid paying some $200 billion in taxes, $83 billion of which goes to Microsoft, Google parent Alphabet, Amazon, Meta, JP Morgan Chase, and NVIDIA, according to the American Prospect. Now, Tom Barrett voted for the Big Beautiful Bill, or the MAGA murder budget, which included these major tax breaks that those companies received for building what? Oh, that's right. You guessed it. Hyperscale AI data centers. And as David Dayan reminds us, Tom Barrett voted in favor of an earlier version of the bill that would have blocked any state regulations on AI for up to 10 years. Yeah, but Tom Barrett's on your side. Now, he did end up voting for the final bill, which nixed that little amendment, but still ended up supporting that $83 billion tax cut for his big tech bro donor base. Tom Barrett also voted for a House bill, which passed but hasn't gotten through the Senate yet, that would weaken any federal environmental reviews of these AI data centers. Oh, how nice. Now, Axios reported this week that Republican strategists are starting to finally understand the working class revolt against these Epstein-class big tech bro data centers, and they are warning Republicans across the nation how data centers could be a sleeper issue on the election. Wow. You know, if only somebody on here would have been talking about this for, I don't know, the past couple of years, imploring Democrats to not only take the data center issue and beat Trump and MAGA Republicans over the head with it, but at the same time to stop supporting data centers themselves. Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, MAGA Michigan Congressman Tom Barrett, and also MAGA Republican Senate candidate Florida Mike Rogers are suddenly and conveniently changing their tunes somewhat on data centers, even though they're each taking loads of donor cash from people like Elon Musk, Peter Thiel, and other big tech authoritarians who definitely don't want their precious data centers in their own backyards. Now, Tom Barrett's progressive Democratic opponent for the 7th District, William Lawrence, has stood up from the very beginning against the big tech bro data center push in his district, has actually attended city council meetings, and was part of an effort to stop one from being built around Lansing. Because like most progressive ideas and ideals, the fight against data centers is popular across the political spectrum. Centrists say that they're the real bipartisan people in government. Yep, they choose to take the unpopular position of supporting data centers. Stop listening to centrists. Now, Michigan Progressive Democratic Senate candidate Abdul Al-Sayed won the Democratic primary because he's also saying no new data centers until federal safeguards are put in place for Michigan. Like William Lawrence in the 7th District, Dr. Abdul is saying no more cash giveaways to the billionaire big tech bro class. And by the way, you think we could have maybe used that money in better ways here in Michigan? Like, I don't know, repairing our crumbling schools that need around $23 billion in the next 10 years, according to Bridge Michigan? Michigan MAGA Republicans Tom Barrett and Florida Mike Rogers believe they can skate by as they try their best to fool working-class Michiganders of the truth, the truth being how they'll do whatever Dear Leader Trump tells them to do and whatever their big tech bro donor base tells them to do. But yes, we, the working class here in Michigan, know better. Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow Left of Lansing on the socials, subscribe to the show on YouTube, and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. And subscribe to the show on Patreon as well. Go Tigers, go Lions, and take the battle to them.